anything for you. Yeah, anything for you. Mean everything to me. I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
Yeah, another one of those great pieces of music from Oliver. Lovely text message come in from Jane Foster. These guys deserve the keys to the city. They've done so much for tourism and entertainment in Dubai. The shows are Broadway, West End standard. And as a parent, I can't even to begin to explain what they've done for the youth of Dubai. And there's a lot more. There's another few paragraphs after that. So a big pat on the back for you guys. I mean, you have been instrumental, Lucy, really, in, you know, bringing quality theatre to Dubai. And that I think that's always been a dream of yours, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's what we've wanted from the beginning. And we've stayed very loyal to Dubai. And we keep bringing shows, 3 or 4 a year. We try and change it up from musicals to plays to comedies. Exactly. So, no, we do like to think that we have been very instrumental in it, certainly building the audience, and we have a very loyal, supportive audience, and we keep trying to get more audience in, and our reputation is excellent now, and it was lovely recently to be rewarded, and we won the award for the best theatrical performance. Yay. Which was lovely.
Was that for Sound of Music?
It was for Sound of Music. Was lovely. It was a real pat on the back.
I mean, you went from one extreme to the other, from Sound of Music to Misery, didn't you? How was that received?
It was fantastic. It was, everyone that saw it just went wow. The acting was just brilliant. It was really stellar, and everyone commented on I mean, it was just two people on stage for 2 hours, and everyone went on the journey with
and
us.
Just remind us of the actors
that was Darren Day and Devon O'Grady, who were just a fantastic team.
Well, I kept calling Rosie in the interview.
Yes.
Just coming back to Oliver, of course, we've talked a lot about the, you know, the people actually on stage, but John, the people that are off stage are as important. Your choreographers and musical directors. Just tell us about kind of the backup team, really.
Well, we're lucky to have pretty much all of the creative team back from The Sound of Music. So if anyone saw that show, what we did together, we brought everybody back because it was a great team and it just worked. I couldn't do anything as a director without a great lighting designer, a set designer, costume designer, choreographer to work through scenes with me. And the rest of the team, sound, my musical director, Philip. I mean, it's something like this when there's so many songs in the show. And orchestrally, there's so much music as well. It's a really rich score that this is. The arrangements themselves that they've done, which were reworked for middle of the 90s in London, are here, present on stage in this. And he's very, very busy. And he puts the orchestra together and does all of that. So they're a great team. And they're very experienced people. I mean, our team's been working for 20-odd years, each person in the industry. And all over the place. Philip himself, a musical director, he's worked in over 150, about 150 musicals he's done. I've not done anywhere near that many. You know, he's a very experienced man.
I remember being at your rehearsals for Sound of Music, you know, and as soon as he kind of puts his fingers on the, everybody kind of sits up straight and, you know, are ready for the first note, aren't they? He's got them under control.
Yeah, and that's what you need with a musical director, to
definitely
teach music and this kind of work on stage.
Yeah.
You want somebody who's, it's one step back from a drill sergeant.
Very similar, I imagine, with a cast that big. Bearing that in mind, and of course you mentioned the choreographers there, how does one go about planning or musically staging something like this where you've got such a large cast and so many kids to involve in a really rich musical score?
Well, Scott and I will spend some time with the script and with the lyrics and the music itself to work out the beats, to work out how much staging is required, who is involved, and you map it out first of all on a large scale, on a very loose scale. So you know what groups that you want to enter the stage. So, for example, there's a song called Consider Yourself, which you heard earlier, which is nearly 7 minutes long on the stage, which in stage terms, that's huge. That's the length of 3 songs normally. And there's so many sequences that go through that. And you have to kind of map it out in front of you in a plan. And then when you come to rehearsal, you have some elements of choreography that you want to put into the song, but a lot of it will come together from the performers and what works and what doesn't, and you have to try things out, and if they don't work and they don't have the energy that you want to introduce to the stage, you change it up. You've got to be flexible. You can't just go in with a set plan and hope it all works.
No.
There are some choreographers and directors that do that, but often it's not flexible and you end up abandoning things if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take some of the impetus from the cast as well, because they have ideas, and it's only truly their performance if you do involve them as well. So it is about using everybody in the group and all of the team to come up with the goods, rather than just one person saying, this is what I want and this is how it will be done. You still need an eye, the director, to focus that towards the final product. But
sure. But
everybody has to pitch in and be ready to throw ideas out if they're not working on the ground level.
Yeah, Ian, I'm working with our local talent here. What's it been like for you? Have you been impressed with the people that are performing on stage alongside you?
Yeah, very much so. There's some fantastic talent. The kids are great. Absolutely great, both the Olivers and both the Dodgers.
Yeah,
fabulous. But the ensemble are wonderful as well. It's they're making some big sounds. It's going to be a good rich noise coming out at you if you're sitting there in the audience.
Yeah, I bet it is. Now, Lucy, a lot of shows. Just run us through the number of shows that you're going to be actually doing for this production.
We have 15 performances. Opening night is on the 12th of April, and we run through to the 23rd. All the details and all the timings can be found at oliverdubai.com.
Yeah. And tickets?
Tickets are on sale.
Yeah.
They're going fast, which is excellent, especially the matinees. So they're all available. If you go to oliverdubai.com, all the information is there. You can buy them direct from the box office at madnattheatre.com or from Time Out.
You know, I know you guys are in the midst of this and it's way too early to be looking ahead, but I have to ask, has this put you off doing big child-focused musicals in future?
No.
I don't think so. But you know what? We might be running out because we've done
quite a few.
Yeah, we've done Annie,
we've done a high
Oliver.
School musical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Annie, Oliver.
Suggestions, listeners, SMS 4001. What would you like to, in terms
Absolutely.
Of musicals, what would you like to see? I mean, for me, the big song out of Oliver is As Long As He Needs Me. And that's, you're going to be singing that, Lucy.
I am. You? And that's such a
How
blessing.
Are you going to approach that song? It's a big number, isn't
it? It's a huge number. It's a very, happens immediately after a very dramatic moment as well. To sing it in the context of the scene before and the scene that follows it is going to be an absolute pleasure. I've always wanted to sing it in context rather than in concert form.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very powerful. In fact, it's going to be quite hard to sing because she's pretty emotional by then.
Yeah.
So I hope I do it justice.
Are there going to be any tears maybe down the cheek?
I think
for that
has to be. I think you've got to feel that song, and what she's going through is extremely strong. So I hope so, yes.
Yeah. I mean, as director John, I mean, what are the things now? I mean, we're a few days away from the opening night, not too far away. What's the plan going forward now?
Well, we're probably about 2 days away from finishing the show completely, which is pretty good. It will then be going back through it in rehearsal and just fine-tuning and finding the moments that need work to get it to the level that we want to see on the stage.
Yeah.
But then, of course, when we've been into running in rehearsals where you just work through the whole thing without rehearsing, you just run the show as you would on the stage, it's about everybody learning the plot of the show, where they have to be at what times. The final scenario is when you go into the theatre and introduce this huge set and all of the elements that come with it.
Costume.
costumes. We have over 350 costumes in the show. So the logistics of making sure people are where they need to be at the right time during the run, is tricky, and that takes time. Of course, you don't want the audience to know that. When they come to the show, it should just be magic. It just happens.
But you need somebody with a needle and thread backstage.
Well, we have nearly 50 people stitching costumes as we speak down in Satwa.
Wow. Your own little sweatshop.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you, John Payton, Lucy McGee and Ian Jervis. And Mr. Bumble, it's been great to meet you. Thank you. I imagine you would be. And we wish you all the very, very best for Oliver. And judging by our text messages, you're doing a marvellous job.
Thank you so much.
As long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I love him right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong. As long as he needs me. If you are lonely, then you will know
someone needs you, you love.